Okay, being that today is a visiting day and we have an early start, so you guys didn't have time to prepare, and given that we're sort of breaking the regular flow of the shiurim, I thought I'd give more of a general topic, so Yaakov would be happy we can call it a shiur Chloe. More of a general topic, obviously, much of the second parak of Sukkah is relating to the mitzvah of Sukkah, so a lot of times, the prakim, they just like jump into, a lot of the details, but sometimes, take a step back. Analyze, the general stuff. So we're going to really take the opportunity to have a little like hakdama of the mitzvah of Sukkah and what exactly, the purpose of the mitzvah is, and we'll see how, maybe in future shiurim we'll draw back on this hakdama and see how this does. It's not just background, but really it also impacts a lot of the details itself. So without further ado, right, the question when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah is what exactly is the purpose of this mitzvah? And generally, you don't really ask this type of question in the context of a halachic lamdav shir. Whenever you ask the question, like, what is the purpose of this mitzvah, it sounds like it belongs to what category? No, it's called tame mitzvahs. Halabatish should be depends on how you answer the question. But the question in itself is more of a question of tame hamitzvos, and we generally don't paskin, right? Generally, like Rabbi Shimon holds that we hold tame mitzvos. But he's dealing with Tamei Mitzvos. I mean, but a lot of the Rishonim deal with the issue of Tamei Mitzvos, but generally that issue of Tamei Mitzvos doesn't integrate into the halachic system. We're going to see that the mitzvah of Sukkah is unique in that, in the context of the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Tam HaMitzvah, whatever it is, we'll discuss in a second, does play an important role and does integrate into the halacha itself. And really the reason for that comes straight from the psukim. So if you go back to the psukim, which deal with the mitzvah of Sukkah, you're going to see that the psukim themselves highlight the tam ha-mitzvah. This is already in our Sefer Vayikra, is Parshas Emor, it's Perek Chav Gimel, psukim mem beis to mem gimel. So right, the pasuk, which we already dealt with, says, introducing the mitzvah, b'sukos teishvu shivas yamim, you're supposed to sit in the sukkah for 7 days, kol ezrach b'Yisrael, every citizen of Israel, which we already saw is a loaded statement of ezrach, yishvu b'sukos, you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. So generally, when it comes to most mitzvahs, the Torah would stop there, tells you what the mitzvah is, and zehu, that's it. But here, the pasuk continues and tells you the reason for the mitzvah. All right, the pasuk says, "Man yedu torosechem," that the reason why you do this mitzvah is so that the future generations will know. "Man yedu torosechem," ki besukos hashavti es bnei Yisrael, that bnei Yisrael in Midbar dwelled in sukos, behotziu osam eretz Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, ani Hashem alkechem, I am Hashem. So already you see from the pasuk that the pasuk itself is basically highlighting the importance of the tam by saying do the mitzvah not just because I told you so, but for this reason of man yidu dorosechem ki besukos hashati es bnei Yisrael behotziu osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. So now the question that the mefarshim deal with is what exactly is the focus of this pasuk?
Because Hashem made them in sukkos, or
yeah, because Hashem provided them sukkos in the midbar when they left Mitzrayim. So we're going to see there's a machokas in the Mefarshim is what exactly is the emphasis of the pasuk. There are two phrases that you can focus on. There's the ki besukos hoshavti es bnei Yisrael, the focus on specifically remembering the sukkos which bnei Yisrael dwelled in. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Or do you focus on behotziu osam me'eretz Mitzrayim? Or do you focus on the general context of Yitzias Mitzrayim? We're going to see in a second that different mefarshim focus on different parts of it. Whether, do you say the primary zechira, the primary remembrance here, are the specific sukkos, or is the focus really not on the specific sukkos, that's only a means as focusing on the general Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we're going to just go through these different options right now. So the first option is one I just mentioned second. The first option is to say that really the mitzvah of Sukkah is focused on the general nis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And as we pointed out right now, according to this approach, this first approach, the emphasis on the pasuk is behotziu osam me'eretz Mitzrayim, whereby ki besukos hoshavti, and the specific mitzvah of Sukkah, is just a way of basically triggering our thoughts about the entire Yitzias Mitzrayim process, right? We sit in the Sukkah, to remind us of that was part of the entire process of Geulas Mitzrayim. But really, according to this first approach, the focus of the mitzvah is on the general nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah.
But this follows through looking the Ramban that didn't purchase bow the famous.
We're about to get there right now. Yeah.
Wasn't Pesach enough?
Oh, we're gonna get there too.
Excellent.
Okay, everyone's asking good questions. We'll get to both of them. One immediately and one at the end of this year. So just before we get to those issues, let's just document this in the Mefarshim, and hopefully maybe tomorrow morning. I think Rabbi Akiva is only coming back for Tuesday's year, so maybe I think we're going to finish this topic tomorrow, and then I'll give for tomorrow's Seder Makoros, some of them which are covered in today's year, just so you guys can see some of these very important Makoros inside, and then some leading up to the next year. So the Mefarshim who accept this first approach, who say that the focus is on the general Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first one is the Bach. You see, this is going to be the famous Bach who talks about the importance of Kavana in the context of Mitzvah Sukkah. But when he's discussing about what you're supposed to have Kavana for, the Bach points out that he's going within the Manda Amar, that the Sukkos basically refer to the Ananiya Kavod. We'll get to that also probably in tomorrow's year. And he says that basically we sit in the Sukkos to commemorate the Nes of Ananiya Kavod, which are supposed to remind us of the entire process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. His lashon is as follows. I'll try to do this long. Hopefully, you guys will see this inside tomorrow. He says, "De ikir kavanos rabenu." Right, the Bach is commenting on the tour, and the point that the lot of mefarshim deal with is that the tour, or the precursor to the Yishuv Banach, generally just deals with halachos. But here, in this context, he goes out of his way to discuss what exactly is the meaning, what exactly is the purpose behind the mitzvah. So all the mefarshim are wondering, why is the Torah uncharacteristically dealing with tamei mitzvos? And they all say, and the Bach is the first one to say, that the reason why the Torah deals with tamei mitzvos, specifically in the context of mitzvah of sukkah, because in the context of mitzvah of sukkah, this tamei mitzvah is not just relegated to the realm of tamei mitzvos, but here it integrates into the mitzvah itself, in the sense that one nafkamina is in terms of you actually have to be mechavim for the Tama Mitzvah. But when he explains what exactly the purpose of the Mitzvah is, he says, "The Iker Kavanas Rabbeinu," the purpose of the tour of expounding on the Tama Mitzvah is Levira de Pshat HaMikru, that the very Pshat in the Pasuk, which focuses on Manidu Dorosechem, which focuses on the Tam, to tell you Shah Kavana de Mitzvah Sukkah, that the purpose of the Mitzvah Sukkah is Lizkor Yitzias Mitzrayim, is to be remembrance for the general nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once again, that's approach number one, that the general focus of the mitzvah of Sukkah is on the general nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It sounds like from there, he's saying that Sukkah is the Ananei Kavod, which by the way reminds us of general nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it sounds like the Yetzias Mitzrayim is tough.
No.
It's
not by the way, it's the purpose. He's going to say the purpose of sitting in the sukkos, which commemorate Ananiya Kavod, that's a means to remind you of the entire process. He's saying, Shakavana b'mitzvah hi liskor yitzias mitzrayim.
But it's like another step process.
Yeah, meaning you're doing a certain action to remind you as a trigger for the purpose of remembering yitzias mitzrayim. But the focus clearly is in the lashon. You'll see it inside, is on remembering its yes and trying as a general.
What? It's after through the Adalei Kavod, ready to see.
Yeah, so we're gonna deal with that more tomorrow. The Mefarshim, we'll get to that right now, we'll reference it, that Mefarshim discussed at the Machlokis about whether the Sukkah was an Adalei Kavod or Sukkos Mamish, actual shelters. Some explain, we'll taz in a second, we'll see. I think that the Machlokis, is basically impacts this issue about whether it's about the general Yetzias Mitzrayim or specifically the Nes of the Sukkos. We'll get to that. Actually, that leads us to the Taz. All right, so the Taz, depending on Uri's point, basically says that this issue about whether the purpose of the mitzvah is general Yetzias Mitzrayim or specifically to focus on the Sukkos is totally on the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, but whether the Sukkos in the Midbar were actual shelters, actual huts, Sukkos Mamish, or whether they were Ananiya Kavod. And the way he explains it is that if you take the approach that it's Sukkos Mamish, it was actual shelters, so the way he says it is that there was no intrinsic nes of the shelters, they were physical huts. So it must be, if you take that approach that the sukkah itself was not a nes, so it must be that the sukkah is just a means of reminding you of the general nes of its Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the way the Taz sets it up. We're going to see the other people say the opposite. The way the Taz says it is that the Manda Amar, that Sukkos or Sukkos Mamish, take this first approach that the focus of the Mitzvah of Sukkah is on the general nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Fine. What about the Ananiya Kavod?
Or he's going to say that's the other approach. We'll get there in a second. So now getting to Aaron's point is, okay, so you have this, according to this first approach, the purpose of the mitzvah is to remember Yetzias and Mitzrayim. The question that a bunch of Mefarshim deal with is, why do you have so many mitzvahs dedicated to this one single event of Yetzias and Mitzrayim? You know, the Pesach, a lot of the Pesach mitzvahs, Tefillin, Shema. Now you have, according to this, you have the whole mitzvah of Sukkah, which is for 7 days. Why do you have so many mitzvahs dedicated to Zechiras, Yetzias and Mitzrayim? And the answer that is given by a number of them, namely, most famously, the Ramban in Shmos and Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tes Zayin, Ramban says that the reason why we have so many mitzvahs dedicated to this Nes of Yetzias and Mitzrayim, because it basically indicates or really proves to us a fundamental yesod in Judaism about basically the role of God in this world. Right? We focus on Briyas HaOlam, on Shabbos and other circumstances to basically show that Hashem created the world. But we then focus on Yetzias and Mitzrayim to prove that not only did God create the world, but He has the ongoing capacity to intervene whenever He so chooses, right? Against that, you know, that philosophy which says that, oh, there was a God who created the world, but after that, He let basically deism, exactly. He let the, you know, the clock go, I think is the mashal. Is he like what? Yeah, before my time. But so basically the Ramban is saying we focus so much on Yetzias and Mitzrayim to prove that not only did God create the world, but He also, as seen from the big nes of Yetzias and Mitzrayim, where He intervened by taking out that huge nes, taking out of Mitzrayim, that proves that Hashem, basically this general concept of Hashkacha, of God's ability to intervene in the events in this world. Therefore, there's so many mitzvahs because it's such an important foundation of Judaism.
So, but it's only one event. So for all they could say, what they could say is that God created the world, left it, and then came back for like one event, and then left again.
The idea is that if it was an idea of creating and leaving, you wouldn't be able to do it at all. But once you see this huge nes, that indicates that the God who created the world has the capacity to intervene when He so chooses. He chose to intervene then, but He has the ability to intervene in future times, although it won't be as overt, but it'll be behind the scenes. But in the day, He has the capacity to do that.
Does the capacity to intervene? Like, we would have thought that He didn't have the capacity to intervene.
Well, that's one part, and we actually think that He does behind the scenes.
I can see the second part. The first part, like, we wouldn't have known that He was
That's the deism approach. There's a philosophy. There was a philosophy out there that the God created the world, but then let go, and He doesn't have. I don't want to get into too much into deism, but whatever it is, whatever they hold, we hold that God has the capacity to intervene and does so in the general idea of hashkacha, albeit behind the scenes.
Well, it's a very good reason for Yetzias and Mitzrayim, but we can easily use any otherness for this purpose. Isn't there like other things for Yetzias and Mitzrayim that make it more special, like those problems?
Oh, you're answering the question also. I thought you had a question.
Like the question not mentioned this.
Yeah, so I think that you're saying the role of the Yetzias and Mitzrayim is that it happened to the entire nation,
right,
and everyone was there, and it was a huge miracle. So the combination of being huge and being really applying to everybody is really the, and also, I don't know if they say this, but the fact that it also was at the really in the process of creating the nation is also a good time to really set forth, you know, this important. So that while in the process of creating the nation, you have this huge nes, which really shows that at the onset of the creation of the nation, that basically the important idea of hashkacha going forward. So that was the Ramban really spells this out in a long piece, a very important piece in Parshas Bo, as Shmos Yud Gimel Tes Zayin. But in the tour on the spot here also formulates this. I'll just read it inside. It's a little shorter. The tour has the same idea. It's a more, you know, shorter formulation, right? So the tour writes, Tala hakasav mitzvah sukkah bi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Basically, right, the mitzvah of sukkah is associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chein harbe mitzvos, and so too many mitzvos. L'fishu hu davar shira'inu be'einenu. This gets to your point. It's something that we all saw with our own eyes. Uba aznenu, and we heard it. Uba aznenu shamanu. Ve'ein adam yachol hachishenu. No one really can contradict it. Vihi, and this is what it shows. Vihi hamore alamitas mitzias habore is ale, and this basically instructs us regarding the true essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shubara HaKol Ritzono, that he not only created the world according to his wishes, but who Asher Lo HaKoach V'Hamemshala, he has the capacity, HaYecholas, again, Be'elyonu U'Betachtonim, Lasos Behem Kiritzono, to do whatever he wants, even after that creation. So it happens to be that he's focusing on the capacity. I think the Ramban also ties into the general Hashkacha and nature, more general things, that he actually does invoke this capacity moving on, albeit in, you know, more behind this, in a more behind the scenes manner.
So it seems like in the Torah they say that it's because we witnessed it.
That's why this was, again, to Yaakov's point, that's why this, meaning because the nation witnessed it, so therefore that now when you send that, meaning on that this passed down the Doros, now everyone knows and believes in that miracle, so now we can draw on that miracle to prove this important Yisod. If not everybody witnessed it, and not, I mean, if the event wasn't believed by the nation, then it wouldn't basically may have this impact of triggering this Yisod. I can only trigger this Yisod if you actually, if everyone agrees and everyone, you know, admits that this truly happened. So Ad Kan is approach number one, that the focus of the mitzvah is on the general Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Wait, I'm sorry, could you say the difference in the Torah?
No, they really, it's the same. They really all go along the same lines. I'm just using the Torah because it's a little shorter and a little easier to understand. But the Ramban is basically, they're basically saying the same thing. The Ramban is just, it's a larger piece. They're both basically pointing out the importance of having so many mitzvahs dedicated to Yetzias Mitzrayim is because it has this very important Yisod telling us about the really Hashgachas Hashem and his role in this world. So approach number two, as referenced before, and that the purpose of the mitzvah of Sukkah is not on the general Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather on the specific nes, or the specific event of the Sukkos, which were provided to us by Hashem in the Midbar. According to this approach, the way you read the Pasuk is focused on, right, what's the focus? Ki besukos hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael. The focus is on the Sukkos, which b'nei Yisrael dwelled in the Midbar. And then when it says, behotzi osam, the Eretz Yisrael, that's just the context. That's the historical context, right? The focus is on the Sukkos that we dwelled in the Mitzrayim. And when did this take place? Oh, that's the context of Mitzrayim, but not that the focus is on the general Yetzias Mitzrayim, focus is on the Sukkos, but the Pasuk is just giving us the historical context.
So how does the first opinion explain why there's Sukkos in the Pasuk?
No, because we live in the Sukkos as a way of reminding us, and that's the means, that's the trigger of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
The question would be, well, we're saying,
yeah, so we're going to get to that. That's that next. That's going to be the question, I mean, the people who take the second approach, who say, no, the focus has to be on the Sukkos itself, they can say, because, yeah, if you're just looking to remind us of the general Yetzias Mitzrayim, there are a lot of miracles. There's the Eir Miriam, there's the Mon, there's a lot of different things you can commemorate. Why would you specifically commemorate the Sukkos? So we're going to come to answers to that question from the first approach, but that's definitely one of the proofs for the second approach. Fine, so who accepts the second approach that the focus is on the specific Sukkos? So one person who takes this is the Beis Yosef, right? Also a commentary on the Torah. The Beis Yosef interprets the Torah as saying that the focus of the mitzvah is on the Sukkos, and then he interprets that the reason why the Torah, as we just read before, does talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way the Beis Yosef explains it, that's like a secondary factor. Really, the focus is on the nes of the Sukkos, but the reason why the Pasuk also adds Yetzias Mitzrayim is not merely for historical context, but also to mention this secondary important factor, to also remind you of the general context, the general nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to Beis Yosef, really the focus is on the specific nes of the Sukkos, but there's also a secondary factor of the general Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Shulchan Aruch, right, same person as the Beis Yosef, L'shitaso, in the Siman, which the Torah is in, I probably should have mentioned, is Tuf Reish Chafei. That's where the Torah is, and that's where all these Mefarshim on the Torah are, Bach, Beis Yosef. So the Shulchan Aruch, on this exact Siman, when he starts discussing the Mitzvah of Sukkos, he only mentions the specific Nes of the Sukkos. He doesn't mention the general Yetzias Mitzrayim, which he tells us that the focus, to his comments today, still say that the focus of the mitzvah is on the Sukkos mamish. And then a second daya within the second approach is the Taz. Remember, because the Taz thinks that this general question of whether the focus is on general Yetzias Mitzrayim, or specifically the Sukkos, is totally on the Machlokes. So the way the Taz says that according to the Manda Amar, that the Sukkos in the Midbar were Anani HaKavod. He says, if they were Anani HaKavod, then they were a Nes. Then they were a Nes that was worth commemorating. So according to the Taz, according to the Manda Ammar, that the Manda Ammar, that the Sukkos were Anani HaKavod, he thinks that the Mitzvah of Sukkah is focusing on that specific Nes of the Anani HaKavod. And we're still going to have to answer Avi's question, even if that is a Nes, why are we focusing on that Nes versus other Nes? So in a sense, you have Avi's question both in the first approach. And the first approach, the question is, if the focus is on Yetzias Mitzrayim, why are you dealing with the Sukkos? And even according to the second approach, if the focus is on the Nes of Sukkos, you still have to ask, why are we picking this Nes of Sukkos? There are other Nesim that took place in the Midbar as well. Fine. So now that we've documented the second approach, that right, the Mefarshim say that the mitzvah is focused on the Sukkos, now the question is, what's the value, what's the representation of this Nes? What is the ideal? What's the yisod that we're supposed to gain from focusing on the Nes of Sukkos? So what the approach that a lot of the Mefarshim, actually a lot of the Rishonim ala Torah, really focus on is this idea of Hashkacha. In the sense, not in the general sense of God being able to intervene, but specifically in the sense that we hearken back to the time of the Midbar, right, basically when we were completely, basically, in need of Hashem's Hashgacha, right? We were in the Midbar, we had nothing on our own. We basically, all our physical necessities were basically, for all our physical necessities, relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we basically harken back to that time where it was clear that Hashem was the one who was providing for all of our physical needs, to remind us that even nowadays, when it's less clear, because we do work and we do earn our own parnasa, that really Hashem is behind the scenes, right? To counteract, in the Lashon of the Rishonim, to counteract the notion of kochi va'otzim yadi, and to say, oh, look, just like when it came to the Sukkos, in the Midbar, it was clear that Hashem was providing for us, so too now, when it's less clear, really Hashem is working behind the scenes in exactly the same way. So we perform our shtadlos, but only as a shtadlos with the help of Hashem. So just to quote some of these Rishonim, some of the beautiful Rishonas inside, one of them is the Rashbam, right? The Rashbam al Torah on the pasuk on this pasuk, which is Vayikra Chav Gimel Mem Gimel, and once again he points out this notion that we focus on the Nes of Sukkos to basically counteract this notion of Kochi Vatzim Yadi, and to prove to us, to ourselves, that really Hashem is behind everything. So his lashon is as follows, and you'll see this inside. The purpose of remembering this Nes, Bemidbar Abayim Shana, which took place right in the Midbar for 40 years, below Yishuv, below Nachla, at a point in time when we were in the Midbar, which was not a place of residence. Right? We weren't in a residential area in a Yishuv. We were out in the Midbar with nothing of our own. When we talk Kach, and because when we remember this state, we were in the Midbar with nothing, by hearkening back to the state in the Midbar, we will basically be giving Shevach HaHodah to Hashem for providing all of our physical necessities, even now when we do have our own nachla, our own bias, and Malayim Kultuv. We'll get to this. This is the time of harvest, right? The time of Sukkah is Chag HaAsif, when we are really collecting all of our physical wealth, and you can come to say, oh, it's all me, but the point is to, at this point in time specifically, to recognize that it's all coming from Hashem. Key line, Va'al Tomru Bilvavchem, and don't say in your hearts, Kochi Va'otzim Yadi Asali Esachayel Hazeh. Don't say it's because of my own work, my own toil in working that I got all this, it's really coming from Hashem, just like it was clear in the Midbar. This is the Rashbam in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Mem Gimel in Vayikra. So the Ramban, along the same lines, specifically working within the Manda Ammar, that Sukkos were Sukkos Mamish, but again, he talks about that we commemorate the Sukkah to remind ourselves that Beis HaShem took care of all of our needs. And again, here it's more implicit, and that the purpose is to carry over to even Bizman Hazeh when it is less clear. The Lashon of the Ramban, in the same Pasuk of Chav Gimel Mem Gimel, is as follows. He says about Zikaron, and the remembrance here, Shigidu v'yizkru, that we should know and we should remember, Shahayu b'midbar, that when we were in the Midbar, lo ba'u b'bayis v'ir Moshav, that we weren't in a place of, we weren't in cities, we didn't have our own houses. Lamatsu arba'im shana, right? We didn't find these things throughout the 40 years. V'Hashem haya imaim lo chastru davar. And through Hashem's hashkacha, they didn't lack any physical necessities. So once again, according to the second approach, that the focus of the mitzvah is on the specific sukkos, the Rishonim ala Torah are saying that the focus is on based Hashem's hashkacha over our physical necessities, and the point is to carry that over even nowadays. The focus of the mitzvah of sukkah, when you enter into the sukkah, is to remember that basically Hashem is behind, I mean, behind all our physical gifts. So right. So far we saw approach number one, that the focus on general zecher yetzias Mitzrayim. Number two is that the specific zecher of the sukkos, and then the third approach is that it's really both of them. So the Mishnah Brura quotes Achronim. This is the Mishnah Brura in same simon of Tuf Reish Chaf Hey Aleph. He says in discussion of the need for kavana, which we'll get to in a second, he says that like Lamaisa we paskin that both. That right, he says Zecher Letzias and Tzrayim, the Gam Zecher LaNanei Kavah. He's supposed to really Lamaisa when you're having kavana for the purpose of the mitzvah, you're supposed to have in mind both approaches, right? So it's important to focus on the reasons behind both of them, because Lamaisa really you're supposed to have both in mind. Both the general Siyas and Shrine and the more general meta concept of Hashkacha, and also the more specific Zechira of the Sukkos, which are more focused on the Hashkacha of our physical necessities. So within this third approach, that you're supposed to be remembering both, there are two options to how to say it. One is to say that the mitzvah has a completely dual purpose. Right, there's one A and one B. Both of these zechiras are equally important. Or that really there is one of them is really primary, and the second one is secondary. And if you remember, that's really like the Beis Yosef's approach, where he says that the focus is on the specific sukkos. There's also a secondary, a tafel kavana of the general Yetzias and Shrine. So basically, within this third approach, he's supposed to have kavana for both. Once again, there's a slight nuance within the Mefarshim, is that they're supposed to have equal meaning, is that because both of them are primary, or that no, one is primary and the other one is secondary. Fine. So far we've basically mapped out the different approaches to the purpose of the mitzvah, general Yetzias and Shrine, or specifically the sukkos, or both. So now we're going to discuss just a couple of the issues which are really the concrete halachic issues which are impacted by this. Right? So generally we pointed out, generally we don't deal with tamei mitzvos, and we pointed out because the pasuk basically integrates the tam ha-mitzvah into the mitzvah itself, we pointed out that specifically in the context of the mitzvah of sukkah, here the tam ha-mitzvah does integrate into the mitzvah itself. So we're going to just see a number of issues, some halachic and some other, but which are concrete, you know, ramifications of these different approaches.
Yeah. But we say that the Taz holds that the mitzvah has a dual purpose.
Well, the Taz thinks it's Talay on the different days.
Yeah, but in other words, he doesn't really give an opinion about which one is Tafel and which one's.
You know what I'm saying? But meaning he says whichever approach you go with, him, each approach holds one. If you hold of Sukkos Mamish, then it's the first approach. If you hold of Anamia Kavod, it's the second approach.
He basically says it's the
Machlokes Tanai. Exactly. You think that this question is machlokes tanai.
So who?
This third approach is to say that no, meaning that we, Lamaisa, within a single approach, you're both.
That's only the Mishnah Brura. Nobody else says that.
Correct. And he's quoting Zachronim. I wasn't able to, you know, I don't know who he's quoting. Okay. But there's to say that, I don't know if it's that, oh, is a earlier machlokes, we just paskin both, or there's actually, you know, a shita, which I don't know if it's like, you know, a version of the Beis Yosef, who does think that there's both, but. That's why there are three approaches. Number one is that it's only Zizchiras and Zizchiras and Shrine. Approach number two is only the specific Sukkos. And approach number three is that you have to have both in mind together. So the first issue, concrete ramification of this question of what the Tam HaMitzvah is, which we referenced before, is the requirement of Kavanah. As we were referencing before, this is a famous Bach, which we actually saw a reference to earlier in the year with the Taz, in the context of, you know, the Mitztayer, we'll get to that in a second. He didn't explicitly reference his father-in-law, but it seems to be that was one of an underlying assumption. But basically, the Bach on the spot in a famous piece, as we noted before, is commenting on the fact that the tour uncharacteristically is dealing with the Tam HaMitzvah in the context of Mitzvah Sukkah. Generally, he doesn't. Generally, the tour just deals with the Halachos, doesn't deal with the Tam. So the Bach asks, so why is the tour specifically in this context dealing with the Tam HaMitzvah? So he points out that the reason why is because he's coming off the pasuk, as we pointed out before, which mentions the mitzvah and then mentions the time right away, as if that's the purpose of the mitzvah. And that Bach points out that the pasuk is coming to tell you that when you do this mitzvah, you have to have in mind the specific purpose of the mitzvah. You have to have in mind, manidu derosechen kibesukos oshatias bnei Yisrael, and depending on this approach, then once you say, according to the Bach, that part of the mitzvah itself is not just to perform the objective ma'isa mitzvah, and it's also to have kavana for the tama mitzvah, then obviously the identity of the tama mitzvah becomes very important. You have to have kavana for general yitzias Yisrael, you have to have kavana for the specific sukos, or you have kavana for both. So according to this Bach, which says that the mitzvah of sukkah is unique and that you have to have kavana while doing the mitzvah, it's going to be very important. Our aforementioned discussion about what exactly your kavana has to be becomes very important. Any hints? Okay. So then within this Bach, who says that there's a part of the mitzvah is to have kavana, the question machokes later on Achronim is whether this is ma'akev. I mean, do you say, does the Bach really mean to say that if you sit in the sukkah and you don't have kavana for the specific nis at hand, that you're not yotze at all? Or no, is he just saying that it's a lichatchila? So most achrodim, and this is the way we pass it in the Mishnah Berurah, in that same Mishnah Berurah before, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, who says, no, it's only a lichatchila. The way the Lashon is, that this requirement to have kavana is kol ze lotzeis yidei ha-mitzvah kitzikuna. In order to have the ideal fulfillment of the mitzvah, you're supposed to have kavana. But if you do not, then b'di'eved kol shekiven lotzeis levad suffices. As long as you're mechaben to be yotzi the mitzvah, that's going to suffice. It's just important to note. And the general question of mitzvahs trichos kavana or ain't trichos kavana is generally it's not about the tam hamitzvah. It's just that you're doing a mitzvah. Right? When you're eating matzah, Do you have kavana just to eat a cracker? Or do you realize you're doing a mitzvah? So the realm of mitzvah strichos kavana is just that you're doing a mitzvah and that you're doing this action to be yotzei mitzvah. The kavana that we're talking about here of the Bach is not just that you're doing a mitzvah that you want to be that you just want to be yotzei mitzvah. It's specifically being mechaven for the tam mitzvah, for the reason behind the mitzvah. So that's that's the uniqueness of this Bach, and that's the uniqueness of our discussion before. Just to differentiate that, that's an important point. But
according to the final then where like the dash of the mitzvah is totally like if you by matzah, he says if you eat matzah, you're like connected to the mitzvah. If you don't have dash, you're still yotzei because why else are you eating matzah now? So would that same thing apply to sukkah? Because why else are you sitting in a random today?
So that's a great question. I think that only works when the requirement of kavana is that you're doing a mitzvah.
No,
in the
b'di'evet thing.
In the b'di'evet aspect. No, b'di'evet, yes. Yeah, that'd be the same issue. I mean, b'di'evet means b'di'evet if you do not do this specific form of kavanah. But
you still yotzei if you don't have kavanah at all.
That's going to be subject to the general machlokes about mitzvah shrichos kavanah or ein shrichos kavanah. That's going to be subject to that. Generally, we pass an ein shrichos kavanah, except certain exceptions. But generally, we pass an ein shrichos kavanah. Generally, we pass an Rambam leaves Paskins and the King Shulchan Aruch is ain't Shrichos Kavana, except for specific situations like Sukkos. It's a big sugya. What?
Like Sukkos.
Well, Sukkos.
That's a mission. You're supposed to have Kavana for everything you
should. No,
I mean, like
that.
Or you're possibly not yet to your mitzvah.
I thought, it's a larger topic, I thought that we Paskin make our din in Shrichos Kavana with certain exceptions like Kriya Shema, other things. But it is a machokas. I thought halacha we Paskin in Shrichos Kavana. But the point that I'm just making now is that the kavana that we're talking about now in the Bach is not the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs trichos kavana variety. It's a different type. And getting to Aaron's point, is that notion of like, oh, why else would you be doing this action if not for the mitzvah, that relates to the mitzvahs trichos kavana realm. Because you're basically, right, in the realm of mitzvahs trichos kavana, the question is, oh, I'm doing this action in order to be able to do the mitzvah. And then you can make a claim, you can have a svara. Why else would he be doing that action if not for the mitzvah? But if the kavana that we're talking about in the Bach is specifically the purpose behind the mitzvah, then the fact that you're doing it for no other reason besides the mitzvah, it doesn't tell you that you're having the proper kavana for the tam mitzvah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to find that it's only tefillah. Then, I mean, sukkahs and the other lamans, like tefillah, I guess, are supposed to be unique in some ways. So then, to apply it for other mitzvahs, there's like no Indian of thinking about the tam.
Or you can be mechalek in the realm of lechatzchila, meaning you can say that, meaning this is even like a sort of like parallel to my way of following what I was talking about in Zekhila Van Beyu, where you have a different form of the kiyum. I mean, it's not just like, oh, there's a kiyum, there's like an outside factor of Zekhila Van Beyu. If you have Zekhila Van Beyu that impacts, it's a different type of kiyum itself. So to hear what the Bach could be saying is that here, because Laman Yidu Dor Sechem integrates, when you have the kavana, the lechatzchila is not just, oh, as a side nice thing, that integrates into the actual kiyum and mitzvah, it's a different kiyum. Asha'inkin, in other cases, having be mechavin to the tam could be a side nice thing. You have a greater appreciation for what you're doing, but wouldn't necessarily integrate in the same way. But that's a good point. Yeah.
Who's the one that holds kavana is not ma'akid?
Kavana is not, meaning that's the prima gadim. That's the prima gadim side of the Mishnah Berurah, that even for the Bach, that it's not ma'akid. And then the person who says that it is ma'akid, this is the chiddush, most people do not pass him like this, this is the Bikurei Yaakov, and Tav Reish Chaf Hei, the same simen, but Sif Katan Gimel, is the Bikurei Yaakov, and makes a very interesting connection. He says, just like when it comes to right the Haggadah, I mean, when it comes to, sorry, the mitzvahs of Matzah, Maror, and Pesach, where we say, right, if you don't, and he says, just like in that context, if you don't give the tam behind those mitzvahs, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So too here, according to this idea, if you do not have the tam of mani, the dorosechem, etc., depending on the different approaches, you're not going to be yotzei at all. So that's a major chiddush in both directions, because a lot of people think that that's not ma'akev those mitzvahs in the context of
mess. The Gemara never says that. Like the perushim based on the pesukim, which is great, but like.
I think that's the Mishnah. I mean, they're coming from the Pesach.
I know, but like, you think the Gemara would say something about that, no?
I hear, meaning, because if you look at the pasuk, it says, "Do this mitzvah, mani do Torah sechem."
Yeah, but we also have
a
man.
It happens to be that the Bach, you know, the other lamans also thinks the other lamans are unique.
Ah.
Yeah, so the uniqueness is it's the laman category. So because I'm the only one, like as you know, Usher pointed out, some extended to fill in other lamam. Because remember, the Torah says, do this because, it's sort of telling you that because is very important. Because generally, we don't tell you the because. Yeah?
Well, by this, it says Laman is true of us, it was almost something like. Okay, well, but you don't remember any of this.
So, okay, I think, is this on the list? I think it says it's also on the list. Yeah, I think it's also on the list.
Yes,
I think so. That you read, you need to have proper Gemara for that. Yeah.
According to the Shri Yandel, how does Gemara Shana of Tazmin Beis by Hashiyashu with Sifka Gilka, how does it try to use it as a proof and took it as a special mitzvah by Kavana, that it's Ma'akev, as opposed to any other mitzvah? If it's a special mitzvah by Sifka, why is it, how could it bring any, use it as a,
So I think that kavana is probably that's the kavana of the mitzvahs kavana variety.
Yeah, so you have to even talk in the whole sugya is a special mitzvah that needs specific kavana. Even for non-damar angels kavana.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that specific kavana. I mean, I'm saying there are two different types of kavana. There's a kavana.
You don't say between the eved.
That's
the sugya, unless you have a specific kavana. Hayashem mishmini v'sugya yilka is not necessarily. It doesn't really fit into the sugya. It's not the general idea of is this mitzvah kavana or not. It's specific to sugya.
You know what I'm saying? Just because you think that the tam hamitzvah is also ma'akev, meaning there's also the mitzvah tzrichos kavana factor of knowing that you're being yotzei the mitzvah. Obviously, you b'chlam asayimana to an extent. If you're,
you can be over about tfusif if you don't have that specific kavana by sukkah.
Well, the Gemara I would assume that the Gemara there is not discussing this Bach type of kavana. I'm assuming that's talking about the kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, and that's why it could equate it with the other ones. So just because sukkah also has another kavana of this tam variety,
yeah, but you can be over about. I'm saying that's probably why you wouldn't be over about tosef because you're not thinking about this one either.
Is that within the mandal mer mitzvah tzrichos kavana?
Or this is asking a kasha on the mandal mer of ein tzrichos kavana.
And it's saying
they don't get malchus if you sleep in the sukkah on the 8th day, because there's no one Joseph, why not in Tzitz Havana?
So you're saying according to this, you could just answer this because we're talking about a different type of Kohen.
Yeah.
I hear.
So it's meaning it's Kashan to Her
Yaakov. I hear. Interesting. Let's have to look into that. It's a good question. Okay, so Ad Kan, right, discussed like the one issue about Kavana, alright? And meaning, if you say that Kavana is either a lichatzchila, a different type of kiyum, or ma'ake b'di'evin, then obviously what the subject of the Kavana becomes a very important issue, and that's why it's important which approach you take. And then Lamaisa, we say you need both. Issue number one, right, that was Kavana. So the second issue we're going to really start with and I guess finish tomorrow is another interesting issue, is the timing of Sukkos, right? Always, you know, after the Yom Narayim, right, a very grueling process which starts in Chodesh Elul, then Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a whole grueling process, 40 days in total. All of a sudden, 5 days later, you have a 7 to 8 day chag, 7 plus 1 day chag of Sukkos. And the question is, what exactly is the reason for that, the timing? Meaning, we couldn't spread it out more. And what is the significance of the fact that Chag of Sukkos falls out when it does? Tesvav Tishrei. Number one, Tesvav Tishrei. Number two, being on the heels of Yom Kippur. Yeah.
Well, it's also exactly like how the year we from the Pesach.
Okay, well, we'll get there. That's going to be one of the answers.
And that details for what? Then why Tetiv? Why that time of year? Like, as of now, the only thing we need to fulfill the purpose right now is there needs to be something to do with a hut or a cloud thing. And it means
so why 7 days?
Right.
Okay, that we're not going to answer here, but that's an interesting question. Yeah. You can ask that by Pesach also.
If we're trying to ask lots of questions, then I'm not sure why.
The reason why I'm raising these questions is because this connects to the. But I mean, if you have an
answer,
that's a. Yeah, the question of 7 days is a valid question, just like the other ones were. I'm just saying the reason I haven't seen people connected. That's why it's not in this year.
It's not peace out, so we don't ask so many questions.
I think that's a valid, a lot of good questions out there. You only.
Okay,
we have 10 minutes. Let's try to, keep everything under wraps. Right, so in terms of the timing of Chag HaSukkos, right, there are two significant aspects to the timing. Number one is that it comes on the heels of Yom Kippur, right, just 5 days later. And an interesting thing is that the Ramah, Fahal likes to quote this, that the Ramah, at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur and in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkos discusses the inyan of building a sukkah on Motzei Yom Kippur. So although the Ma'aril seems to formulate, who's the source of the Ramah, seems to formulate this in terms of a general like klali din of mitzvah habal yadecha atachmitzena, this general idea of doing mitzvahs as early as possible, my father-in-law thought as an interesting idea that the Ramah specifically brings it both at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippurim and the beginning of Hilchos Sukkos to highlight this connection between them. You're supposed, right after Yom Kippur, you're supposed to build your sukkah, which really is a way of basically bridging the gap between these two Yom Tovim, if you can call Yom Kippur a Yom Tov. So we get to discuss. So that would be one indication. The first indication of a connection is just the, is it a mere coincidence that it comes 5 days later? And another, the second indication possibly is this inyan of building a sukkah right after Yom Kippur might also highlight a connection. So the question is, what exactly is the connection?
Yom Rishon.
What?
Yom Rishon.
What's Yom Rishon?
Sukkah.
Oh, okay.
First day you can do sin,
quote-unquote. Oh, yeah. So, we'll get to those type of, exactly. And factor number two, we referenced before, is that the pasuk in Rabbi Yikra Chav Gimel Lamed Tes basically refers to Chag HaSukkos as basically Chag HaAsif. Right, the full pasuk reads, introducing the holiday of Sukkot, is Ach b'chamisha asar yom lechodesh ha-shvi, the 15th of the 7th month of Tishrei. The key line, ba'as b'chem es tfuas ha-aretz, specifically at the time that you're gathering in all your produce, So that's a key point that the Torah is focusing on, that the timing of the Chag is not just on the heels of Yom Kippur, but specifically Bizman Ha'asif. We're going to deal with that. Tachog was Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim. Make this Chag for 7 days. We're going to answer that question. Biyom Arishin Shabbason, Biyom Hashmini Shabbason. First day is Chag, Ne'eth is Chag. So these two basically significant aspects of the timing of the Chag is, number one, that's on the heels of Yom Kippur. Number two is during is the Chag Ha'asif. So the question is, how do you analyze these two aspects in light of the two approaches that we've been dealing with, right? Because here, the approaches we're dealing with, this is the purpose. This is the purpose of the central mitzvah of Sukkah, and right, the holiday is named after this mitzvah. So it would make sense for there to be a connection between this mitzvah of Sukkah, after which the holiday is named, and the timing of this holiday. So then, the first approach, that the focus of the mitzvah is all on the general Nisiv, Tzias and Tzrayim, the obvious question is, so if Tzias and Tzrayim took place in Nisan, hence the timing of Pesach, so why is Sukkot half a year later in Tishrei, right? If the whole focus is on the Nisiv, Tzias and Tzrayim, you would think that it should be around that time. I mean, if we're already at Pesach, then why need another one? So the Taz on the spot here answers what Aaron answered, that the point is that because, time like we said before, that because the nes of Yetzias and Tzrayim is so fundamental to Judaism, it's such a cornerstone, such an important foundation to Judaism, so you need to have an entire, you need an entire period of time dedicated to that nes every half a year, to basically ensure that we're not just dedicating our focus to it on a holiday level, only once a year, but every half a year, we need to have an entire Chag dedicated to it. So if you look at read this Taz inside, Taz raises this question and gives this answer. He says, "Amar Acher Zeh, V'Afalpi," referring to the Taz, "V'Afalpi Shiatzanu Mimitzrayim B'Chodesh Nisan." The question being, if you left Reis Mitzrayim in Nisan, so why is the Chag of Sukkos in Tishrei? Especially in light of the fact that the Iker Mitzvah is Lizkor Yetzias and Tzrayim. Lo kashan midi, not a question. Does Chira Zu Zmana Kol Hashanah? Because really, the importance of remembering Yetzias and Tzrayim is really all year long, as highlighted by different mitzvahs such as Tefillin and Shabbos, which have this Chira Zu Yetzias and Tzrayim all year long. And the key line is, Beratzahu Yisparach Shenazkir Zeh B'Yichud. Hashem wants us to remember this specifically. Beis Pamim B'Shanah. To have two chagim throughout the year dedicated to this. Echad b'Pesach, b'tchilas ha'kayis, at the beginning of the summer. Echad b'tishrei, tchilas achor. Basically, have every half a year have a time dedicated to the specific important nes.
Who says this?
This is the Taz on the same simon of Tuf Reish Chafhei. The second answer to this question is that Ramban al Torah that we cited before, specifically working within the Manda Amar Sukkos Mamish, he says the reason why the mitzvah of Sukkos is in Tishrei is because Hashem only provided those Sukkos Mamish, those physical huts, at the beginning of basically the Yemos HaGeshamim, when the weather started getting bad. So, right, there would be another way to explain why is the Chag of Sukkos specifically now in Tishrei. The answer of the Ramban is that because that's when the nes of the Sukkos Mamish, or at least the providing of the Sukkos Mamish took place, because that's when they needed protection from the elements. And the third answer to this question is the Tur, is a very famous answer. It says the reason why the mitzvah of Sukkah is specifically in Tishrei, even though it's about, at least partially about Zechiras Yos and Tzrayim, which took place in Nisan, is similar to Ramban in the sense that the weather at this point is bad, but he takes it in a little different direction, in the sense that if you had this mitzvah in Nisan to go sit in Sukkos, it would appear, and perhaps people would think about going to the Sukkos as a way of sitting outside in the nice weather. But now that it's in Tishrei and the weather is bad, and yet people leave their house to go sit in their Sukkos, it's clear to everybody, to oneself, and for others, that the purpose is to perform the mitzvah, which actually works out well with this whole Bach idea, that specifically when it comes to Sukkos, it's not just the Maisa mitzvah that's important, but it's also this Kavan. So it's important for it to be clear for a person, and for others, that this action is being done l'shem mitzvah, and Oman Yidud, there was nothing Sukkos and Shabbos in Israel. Yeah? What do you say?
Well, they're in the tree, not that bad. I don't really know.
Okay. Oh, it depends where you are. As you're like in Europe, whatever. There's different parts in the world. It's different. Yeah. So, I hear. And the tour is, I guess, answers that we pick. Like, it's the only way I can, I guess, address that is to say that, I guess, to tie it to like the Taz a little bit, and the fact that you have the, you know, the most. So we pick Yimos HaGeshamim because Yimos HaGeshamim, you're right, certain parts, I mean, I guess, truth is, because of the way it works out, I mean, you can't have any point during the year that the entire world will have the same thing. Different hemispheres, you can't have that. So, I don't know, Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what the Koveya should be, but I hear the kash. I hear the kash. What?
According to the second answer they gave in Ramban, the whole point is to protect from the elements of like Yomos Keshamim by the rain. Our Sukkot itself doesn't protect us from the rain, so. What's the idea?
Interesting.
Maybe that's why it's as soon as possible when it's the rain. I mean, Hashem is supposed to protect us from the rain.
Interesting. I hear. That's a good question. It's interesting. I mean, it definitely does protect you in terms of, you know, certain like winds and other things.
Yeah,
but
most of Gishamim kind of implies part of the point is the rain.
It's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, I guess we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow with the significance of the timing of Chag HaSukkos. Everybody enjoy.